This is the place where we cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
Where we purify ourselves.
Yes.
That's right.
In the waters of the K92 Morning Thang Confessional.
Wow.
Freeze, though.
Lord, I'm here to tell you. I only kind of sort of stole maybe a little bit.
Ish.
Just a little.
That's right. I was shopping. At the store that sells groceries.
Okay.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Mainly himself.
Right. It's only kind of, sort of. Because ham was on sale. Big, beautiful spiral hams.
Yeah.
My son loves a ham. And, you know, you got Easter coming around the corner and stuff, too. So those are big old hams.
Right.
That's some great savings right there. I'm going to get me a ham. Now, when you buy those big old spiral hams, they come wrapped in that fishnet stocking-looking thing with the handle on the end.
The lingerie wrapping.
Right. And on the end of the lingerie wrapping is where they put the little sticker with the price tag on it. Okay? I go over to the bucket o' hams, and there are only a couple left. And the price tag has fallen off those hams. So there sits two hams.
Yep.
Sitting in their little fishnet stockings.
Uh-huh.
And there, on the bottom of the ham bucket, sits two price tags.
Oh, boy.
One price tag says $9.
Yep.
The other price tag says $13. I grab those two unmarked hams, and I hold them in my hands. And Lord, I knew which one was slightly heavier than the other one.
Yes, he did.
And I took that one. And then I took the other price tag that probably, maybe, sort of, kind of, wasn't applied to that ham that was laying there. And I went and I paid for that ham. So as I say to you and to all the people listening, ish. I kind of, sort of, ish.
You did. It wasn't ish.
You see the ish?
Yeah, I do
you
see the ish.
You stole $4 worth of ham.
Not necessarily.
I know you didn't weigh. You didn't put it on the scale.
I don't know.
He weighed it.
He didn't really put it on the scale. It could have been a different ham. It could have been a third ham that disappeared.
Exactly.
Where's that price tag?
The mystery ham. It flew away.
Yeah.
Antoine, what if I was not taking into consideration that one ham was in my right hand and the other ham was in my slightly weaker left hand? So maybe that ham felt heavier because I'm weaker. I don't know these things.
And he didn't use a scale.
Nope. I did not have a doctor, a scientist, or a scale available to me. Uh-huh. So I just did what I thought was the closest.
Do you know where there was a scale? Or there is a scale?
It's not going to measure a ham that heavy. That's
no,
just for like two
for
bananas front. For old people. That's it.
Mm-hmm. They probably have one in the back when they're.
But that's too much.
This seems like bothering an employee that does not want to be bothered with this.
I know. They're like, sir, just take the ham.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like they would want me to.
They would. Like, take it.
Sir, we don't care. Just pick one of them.
So there's an ish.
There's a big ish.
Yep. You let that lingerie ham seduce you.
I did.
Into losing your morals.
Ish. And the way I justify it is if that were to be the case, which it probably was, but we don't know that for sure.
Right.
This makes up for the times I buy a container of strawberries and there's one rotten one hiding on the inside and ruins all the strawberries and I got $3 out the window. So that happens. This is even.
You break even.
I am just doing the things that karma want me to do. That's it.
Well, speaking of karma, what about the person that comes behind you and now has paid $4 extra?
Well, that person
should
use a scale. That person should use a scale to make sure that the price is correct.
That person is on their own, Antoine. I can't be looking out for the whole world. I can only be looking out for me and my ham. So thank you very much.
I'm so mad she had an answer. Prepared that
she always has an answer to justify crime. That's my girl right there. I appreciate that.